The Spartans continue to stay on top of the Rolling Valley Conference, sitting at 12-2 in conference play, just right in front of Woodbine. That win total was increased last Tuesday when the Spartans beat Peyton Trudaine 67-29. Head coach Tony Sinistabin says it feels good to win games down the line, but they need to take just one game at a time.
In the grand scheme of things, it's nice to get stacking wins and all that good jazz, but at the end of the day, it's still one win. We still have more to work on. We still have more to improve. And then the biggest game for us is the next one. So Cam on Friday, it's going to be, they always bring a good crowd down to our place. They always play us tough. And it's also going to be, it's just going to be a good atmosphere. So yeah, right now, yeah, it's good for momentum, good for confidence, but at the same time, it's one game where we just got to take one game at a time.
Exactly. EHK is allowing teams to score just 50.3 points per game this season and are putting down 69.7 points per game for a difference of 19.4 points between them and their opponents. This defensive pressure is from the three big men in the paint, Josh Nelson, Jackson Radcliffe, and Jonas Lacane, who have all helped to put teams to low totals in the paint. Jaden Pettipier and Cash Amgarn offer up pressure on the outside of the perimeter to force teams inside, which just leads them to the big three down low.
Well, it helps when you have three big guys, when you have Jackson, Josh in there starting out, and then when Jonas Lacane comes in to be a little rotation piece there, they're all over 6'4". They're all pretty big-bodied guys. With our guards, when you have Cash Amgarn, who's long, athletic, and then you have Jaden Pettipier, who's long. I'm pretty sure he's probably grown a little bit even since last year, and he's a pretty smart defender. So, again, we have some length. We have some speed. We have a little bit of everything. The part of getting it all put together all at the same time and make sure we're doing the right things is the tricky part.
Looking at their next opponent, Cam, the Cougars are led by Ryan Bauer and Chase Jotty, who both average 13 points per game, while Chase Baker averages just 10 points per game this season. Cam is also on a winning streak, as they won their last five games and aren't looking to halt their pace.
Well, Speaker is a pretty good guard. He's quick. He likes to push the ball. When he gets some open space, he's tough to guard. And then when you put in Bauer, post player, I mean, he's tough down there. He works his butt off. He really hustles. He has some good moves. And then Jotty is kind of a all-around good player where he can hit some outside shots. He can also post you up. So, again, we have our hands full with them, and not even mention some of their other guys. So we're definitely going to have our hands full. But, again, just going in with the right mindset, know what we need to do defensively or what we would like to do, and kind of go from there. Again, we can't just let them have easy baskets or easy opportunities.
The main goal this season for Exira EHK was winning the Rolling Valley Conference round-robin title. This game against Cam will be an important one, as they have a chance to clinch the title to take the Rolling Valley Conference overall.
Conference, that was one of our goals coming into it. Anytime you can get a conference win, that's going to be great. Since us and Cam are pretty close, we usually have a pretty good, I wouldn't know if you call it rivalry, but pretty good atmosphere whenever we play, whenever we go down there or they come here. It's a good game. So if anything else, it's just a little bit more pride than anything. We just got to make sure we're playing with heart, playing with our head. We actually end our conference schedule on Friday. So like I said, anytime we can end on a high note in conference, that's going to be a good thing.
Exira EHK hosts Cam on Friday for a Rolling Valley Conference matchup at 7:30 p.m. following the girls' game. KSLM 96.5 will be live for the broadcast with myself, Zach Collins, on the call, with the pregame show following the girls' game around 7:15 p.m. I'm Zach Collins, reporting.